see here, my friend, Mr. McMurphy, my psychopathic sidekick. Our Miss Ratched is a veritable angel of mercy, and why, just everyone knows it. She's unselfish as the wind, toiling thanklessly for the good of all day after day, 5 long days a week. That takes heart, my friend, heart. In fact, I have been informed by sources. I am not at liberty to disclose my sources, but I might say that Martini is in contact with the same people a good part of the time, that she even further serves mankind on her weekends off by doing generous volunteer work about town, preparing a rich array of charity, canned goods, cheese for the binding effect, soap, and presenting it to some poor young couple having a difficult time financially. His hands flash in the air, molding the picture he is describing. Ah, look, there she is, our dear nurse. Her gentle knock on the door, the ribboned basket, the young couple overjoyed to the point of speechlessness, the husband open-mouthed, the wife weeping openly. She appraises their dwelling, promises to send them money for scouring powder, yes. She places the basket in the center of the floor, and when our angel leaves, throwing kisses, smiling ethereally, she is so intoxicated with the sweet milk of human kindness that her deed has generated within her large bosom that she is beside herself with generosity. Beside herself, do you hear? Pausing at the door, she draws the timid young bride to one side and offers her $20 of her own. Go, you poor, unfortunate, underfed child. Go and buy yourself a decent dress. I realize your husband can't afford it, but here, take this and go. And the couple is forever indebted to her benevolence. He's been talking faster and faster, the cord stretching out in his neck. When he stops talking, the ward is completely silent. I don't hear anything but a faint, reeling rhythm, what I figure is a tape recorder somewhere getting all of this. Harding looks around, sees everybody's watching him, and he does his best to laugh. A sound comes out of his mouth like a nail being crowbarred out of a plank of green pine. He can't stop it. He wrings his hands like a fly and clenches his eyes at the awful sound of that squeaking. But he can't stop it. It gets higher and higher until finally, with a suck of breath, he lets his face fall into his waiting hands. Oh, the bitch, the bitch, the bitch, he whispers through his teeth. McMurphy lights another cigarette and offers it to him. Harding takes it without a word. McMurphy is still watching Harding's face in front of him there, with a kind of puzzled wonder, looking at it like it's the first human face he ever laid eyes on. He watches while Harding's twitching and jerking slows down, and the face comes up from the hands.